Hey, hello folks, how you doing? It's Monday, April 15th, tax day, and this is kind of a special edition, you might say. I just wanted to remind any listeners that because this is a special episode, there's a lot of pictures and video. So, you're perfectly welcome to listen to this, but to get the full impact, I would suggest you find this episode on my YouTube channel, which is the Ernest Mann Show on YouTube. Anyway, just wanted to let you know that. And since it is tax day, we are going to be talking all about thievery. That's right. All things in this video will concern how you are being robbed in broad daylight, besides the taxes, of course. And so we're going to mention just a little bit about taxes and you know, just mention a couple of perhaps thought-provoking things that most people don't discuss or even, you know, think about on tax day. But that's why you have me, because that's what I do. I sit around and I think. Nasty habit, that's what I do. So, and then, just for your entertainment pleasure, we're going to have a nice ending, a nice, pretty visual thing that I did just for you. It's just to relax on this nightmarish day. We're going to make it through this, I promise. But I thought it would be nice, at least for you to maybe, you know, kick back a Corona or two and sit and watch this and realized that I thought you were special enough to do it. So let's get right into this without further ado. Now, if you take a look at, say, this guy. Now, that's a grocery store manager. Seems like a nice enough guy. Okay, fine. And of course, these stores, well, they have employees. Most of the time, they look people like this. Okay, this is the kind of people you see. But what you're not told, here is the other side of the equation, is that what you are actually dealing with is a guy who looks a lot like this. Because you are being ripped off just so terribly. And I'm going to use at least one good solid example, including pictures. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be amazed. But it really is that bad. So, you know, you just have to see it to believe it. That's all I can say. Stick with me, okay? So, you probably know what this is. And if you don't, I'll tell you, it's a hell of a lot of people love it. Most of us can't afford it. It is filet mignon. And it's really, really good stuff. I've had it a couple of times in my life. I think maybe on both occasions was when someone else was paying for it. I sure as hell can't afford it. Yeah, and so on average, depending on where you buy it and the quality, because, of course, quality varies, but you're looking at a minimum. I'm not saying you can get it cheaper. I'm saying of a decent quality, but it's going to be at least, you know, somewhere around $20, $25 a pound, at least. More typically, closer to 35-ish or even more for the really primo stuff. Now take a look at this. That's right. It's a bag of chicken chips. Look really carefully. Look at that price. Yes, you see it right. Almost $10 a fucking bag for some chicken skin things. And you'll also notice on a package, it is only 4 ounces. So, if you do the math, you see that it comes out to almost $40 a pound. So, there's my example. When they don't give the poundage price and it escapes you. Almost $40 a pound for flavored, you know, deep fried chicken skin shit. The price of filet mignon. That, folks, is robbery. Pure and simple. That's robbery. That is how they rob you. And there are so many other ways that they rob you. And I even have, would you believe, I have pictures of a robbery in progress. And here it is. And this is a series of pictures of, granted, it's an old picture, but it's what it was for. Was a whole trainload of people that hadn't paid their taxes, and so they rounded them up. And one guy, as you can see in a couple other photographs, tried to escape, and they shot him down. But it's plenty okay as far as if you're on the robbing end of this. That, you know, the bankers and, you know, all the corporations who have offshore accounts and virtually, you know, pay no fucking taxes, that's okay. So, yeah. So, you know, I thought it was appropriate. It just seemed on this day that you would have something that, you know, to put things in perspective as you, you know, have a beer or two or three, or I don't know, maybe even two or three glasses of wine, you know, maybe cry a little bit. Okay. But anyway, awareness is the first step. Getting the criminals out of the equation, that I totally believe is the first step. And the other one is, to be aware of what the hell it is you're paying for and how much. And maybe, just maybe, you won't be paying almost $40 a pound, the price of fucking filet mignon, for chicken skin crackling things. Just something to consider. Anyway, I also promised you, this entertainment. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. No talking, just something pretty and some music. So now's the time to pull out the cork out of that bottle and maybe kick back and hopefully not be so depressed because it is U.S. Theft Day. Anyway, until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.